you say the work you did then was taking care of the house and then working at this market?
Taking care of my home here. Uh-huh. That was besides the sewing and embroidery work and making quilts and helping my neighbors and doing things like that that everybody's supposed to do.
You make quilts?
I make quilts.
You still do?
Yes, I do. I'd like to show you one that I've just finished. And I made a quilt top out of polyester scraps a little while back, and the lady lived at Jackson, and she was very well pleased with it. It just scraps she had left a different one of her dresses, and was no special color, but she said if she had been right with me, she didn't think she could arrange the colors together as well as what I did, so that made me feel good.
Do you do any fancy patterns, like double wedding ring?
I have a double wedding ring quilt. It's old. I pieced it years ago. I got it quilted, and then, yes, the wedding ring. And flower garden. It's a flower garden I got quilted. I haven't got a wedding ring quilted yet. Uh-huh. It's such a big top till I never have got it started, but I hope to get it quilted before I leave this world.
Are there different types of quilts?
Yes, like, they're so many different patterns.
But besides the pattern, are there different ways like tying it or
making it? Quilting it, you mean patting it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, some people quilt it in rows, and then others tack it, put it in a frame and tack it. But I never did tack a quilt. But they're nice tacked, and they make good warm cover. But one of my neighbor churches, they quilt once a week on Tuesday, and I enjoy going over and helping them quilt. And we carry a covered dish, and we have a wonderful dinner every time we meet. And it was last month issue that they had, we had worked, and they had collected enough of money to, they had the kitchen enlarged, and the electric people brought an electric stove out and installed a stove, and some of us, we weren't interested in how the stove worked, so we kept quilting, and they made five of our pictures, and me for one of them, and this write-up that was in the paper about us quilting said there was a 79-year-old woman that was quilting could still quilt a straight line. And didn't give no name, so I'm glad my name wasn't put on there, but the most everyone around said the picture was so much like me. So,
What do they do with those quilts? Sell them for charity?
They sell them Christmas times. There's some people that put in an order for 4, 5, and 6 quilts, you know, to give to people for Christmas gifts, they say.
Uh-huh.
And there was two quilts that a lady from California sent to have quilted, and they give us $30 each to quilt them.
Mm-hmm.
There's beautiful quilts. But if I'd had to sit down and quilt it by myself, I wouldn't have quilted it for $30 because there was so much work on it. But it was an extremely large quilt, and it had been a lot of embroidery work put on it, and then it was the plain white part was marked off to the lines to go by to quilt by.
Uh-huh.
And it was, after they got it finished up, it was a beautiful quilt. Large enough for a spread, not only a quilt, it was large enough for a spread, and it was, they put the white lining where it could be laundered.